So I was scrolling through Insider, which I read a lot, and I saw a headline, "Get ready for a summer of sales." And I thought, huh, I got to check the date on that. I wonder what year that was published. And I saw that it was here just a couple days ago in the year 2022, a summer of sales. Barty Scott joins us now on the line. And Barty, I had to do a double take. I imagine that we don't get to hear about sales all that often this year.
That's right. Yeah. And with prices going up due to inflation, I think a lot of people were probably surprised to hear that big retailers, as well as some luxury brands, are actually kind of desperate to get rid of some of their products, so they're putting them on sale.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes when I see a sale at either the grocery store or one of these big retailers, I think that they're getting it from me in another way, right? Like the sale is just an avenue for which to get them to buy more of them or whatever the case may be, but this is inventory-driven. This is legit. They're trying to get rid of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to think about it the way that you normally do, you could think about that it's better for them to sell it at a lower price than to just have all this excess stuff sitting in their warehouse that isn't going to be sold, or it's going to take up room that other products could be using. So they are trying, you know, still thinking about their bottom line, but it happens to also benefit customers.
Right. Is this stuff that they ordered too much of because it was really popular in the pandemic and now that need has gone away? Is this stuff that they had ordered a ton and it got stuck, lost at sea for a while? Now it's all here. Turns out the customers don't want it anymore. Little mix of both?
It's both. You're right. Yeah. So the pandemic very quickly changed what people were buying and how they were buying it. So suddenly a ton of people were buying loungewear and video games and home goods. And so retailers were thinking, well, we need to stock up on those things. Clearly, that's what our customers want. And then the supply chain crisis happened where it was taking such a long time for products to come in. And so there was a lot of backlog and stuff that was out of stock. So maybe people didn't buy it. And now it's all finally catching up and retailers have all of this extra stuff that people have now decided they're not buying anymore, or, you know, they just have excess that they were potentially maybe on a wait list for, and then decided, well, I'm going to travel this summer instead and buy, you know, luggage and bathing suits.
Right. And look, a sale on sweatpants doesn't get me too excited, although I love a good pair of sweatpants. But we're talking about some bigger things, too, like home decor, furniture. I mean, there's some deals on some things, whether it was through home renovation projects that everyone was into for a while when they were trying to make their background on Zoom look better. Now they don't need to. I mean, there are some big ticket items you could save a substantial amount on if you look in the right places.
Yeah, exactly. And if you think about furniture, that's something that takes up a ton of space on ships or in warehouses. And so we're definitely seeing sales on items like that as well.
Yeah. I mean, is it just mainly the big retailers? That's the place to find these. I imagine places like mom and pop stores or local businesses that had to be a little bit tighter with their dollar anyways, aren't the ones that are offering the big deals as of now.
Yeah, exactly. Your local businesses probably don't have a ton of stock ever, so they never really were stocked up on these products, but it could be a little bit of an indication, you know, something that Walmart or Macy's or Target is doing, smaller businesses are doing on a smaller scale. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were smaller retailers having sales as well, you know, just a little bit less.
Right. TVs too, huh?
That's right. Yeah, TVs were a really big pandemic purchase. And, you know, now people are either they already have them or they decided to shift their budget. And you know, if you're in the market for that, it's a good time to buy.
What about luxury brands? You mentioned that. I was surprised to hear that, especially with how much spending is still going on despite the rise in prices. The luxury retailers are cutting their prices.
Exactly. Like luxury brands did really well during the pandemic. You know, people who did have extra money were able to keep their jobs, were buying a lot, and they didn't really suffer as much as some of the other retailers. But they're marking down as well because they were doing well, they continue to order a lot of products. And now with inflation just so high, we are starting to see, you know, spending slow a bit. And so brands like Omega watches or luxury, clothing brands or sites like Mr. Porter, they also have extra inventory they need to get rid of.
Yeah. Even high-end sneakers from a high-end brand. This is so high-end that I've never heard of it. I don't even know how to say it. Comme des garçons? Am I saying that right? I'm clearly not their number one customer.
Your guess is as good as mine.
So it's a matter of knowing where you can find the deals, and when you find them, they could be 30 to 40% off, but even more than that in some spots.
Yeah, I would imagine if there's something that you've had in your mind that you were hoping to get and maybe just haven't spent the money on it yet, now might be the time to to shop around and see if it's on sale, because there's a good chance it is.
All right. Thank you so much, Barty Scott. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.